Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. Last week on the show, we offered up part one of our musical tribute to actor Arnold Schwarzenegger by featuring tunes from a handful of his earlier films, and today we present the second and final part of that tribute by focusing on scores for some of Schwarzenegger's later efforts. We begin by going back to 1990 in a film which offered one of the stronger performances of Arnold's career, Total Recall. It's a flawed take on a short story by the great Philip K. Dick, but director Paul Verhoeven certainly does an admirable job of attempting to fuse the story to his own over-the-top sensibilities. The music is a remarkable effort by composer Jerry Goldsmith, who finds room for moments of staggering beauty amidst all of the pulse-pounding action sequences. It's a score which was imitated by many in the years which followed, but few action scores, including many of those written by Goldsmith himself, can match this one. Take a listen. fantastic music by Jerry Goldsmith, written for Total Recall. Arnold is primarily known for his action films, but he eventually began embracing comedies as well. Films like Twins, Junior, and Jingle All the Way aren't exactly worthy of Billy Wilder, but they have their charms. Perhaps the most beloved of Arnold's comedies is Kindergarten Cop, in which he plays a police officer forced to go undercover as a kindergarten teacher. It's a cutesy concept, and it's accompanied by a cutesy score, courtesy of composer Randy Edelman. Edelman specialized in scoring mediocre comedies during the 1990s, offering pleasant, if somewhat forgettable, melodies to accompany a host of wacky hijinks. It's hardly a musical masterpiece, but it has its charms. So let's take a listen to the score for Kindergarten Cop. Pleasant music by Randy Edelman, written for Kindergarten Cop. Arnold got all metatextual with 1993's Last Action Hero, a film which was intended as a satire of the sort of explosive action films which had made him famous. It turned out to be one of the biggest box office bombs of all time, but the film isn't as bad as its reputation suggests. It has quite a few fun moments and some clever, if awkwardly presented, ideas. The film features a score by another action movie veteran, Michael Kamen, who at that point was best known for scoring movies like Die Hard and Lethal Weapon. His music in this case is a bit more exaggerated, fusing loud electric guitar riffs with more traditional orchestral bombast. It's a fun effort which complements the film's satirical goals. Take a listen. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDverdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. We're featuring music from the films of actor Arnold Schwarzenegger on the program today. During the mid-1990s, Schwarzenegger's career took a somewhat disappointing turn as the actor's films turned increasingly generic. There are few Schwarzenegger films as instantly forgettable as Eraser, in which the actor plays a U.S. Marshal. It's a completely run-of-the-mill action flick, though somehow the movie did manage to get an Oscar nomination for sound editing. The score is by composer Alan Silvestri, who manages to deliver a handful of interesting musical ideas along with a decent primary theme. It's not the most distinctive work of the composer's career, but it's never quite as mundane as the film it accompanies. Enjoy. We'll be right back. music from Eraser, written by Alan Silvestri. The movie End of Days gave Arnold the opportunity to do his best John Constantine impression, doing battle with demonic forces and eventually even getting into a fist fight with the devil himself. It's a rather silly movie, but the supernatural element gives a bit of freshness, which is lacking in many of Arnold's later films. Music is provided by composer John Debney, who manages to find a satisfying balance between action, horror, and otherworldly mystery in his score. Some of the choral work featured throughout End of Days is particularly satisfying, and in some ways the score offers a preview of the sort of ideas Debney would develop further and more successfully in his work for Mel Gibson's The Passion of the Christ. Take a listen. music by John Debney, written for End of Days. Well, after a lengthy disappearance, Arnold Schwarzenegger is back in movie theaters. It's a little early to say whether he'll be able to regain the sort of stardom he once had. His action film The Last Stand is entertaining, but fared very poorly at the box office. Still, I for one am quite curious to see where he goes from here and how much longer he'll attempt to keep making the same sort of movies he's been making his entire career. One of the final films Schwarzenegger tackled before he temporarily left the world of cinema to become the governor of California was Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines. Though the film is considered vastly inferior to the two movies directed by James Cameron, it's a rather satisfying action flick on its own terms. It holds up particularly well in contrast to the tedious Terminator Salvation, a movie which revealed just how much that franchise depended on Schwarzenegger's unique presence. Terminator 3 also has the benefit of featuring the best score of the series, written by Marco Beltrami. While Beltrami does incorporate Brad Fidel's original theme, he also has a handful of his own compelling ideas, which serve the film quite well. It's a massive, entertaining effort from a frequently overlooked composer. We'll conclude today's program by featuring a suite of music from that score. Have a great week, everyone. Back at you later.